This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel pounded Gaza with airstrikes into the early hours of Sunday, destroying a tower that housed news media organizations, while Palestinian militants fired rockets at Tel Aviv. This latest conflict shows no signs of letting up as it enters a seventh day, with Palestinians saying at least 145 people have been killed since Monday, including 41 children. Israel has reported 10 dead, including 2 children. The 12-story block in Gaza City, brought down by Israeli airstrikes Saturday, housed the U.S. Associated Press and Qatar-based Al Jazeera media operations. The Israel military claims it was a legitimate target containing Hamas military offices and that it had given warnings to civilians to get out of the buildings before the attack. The media outlets are condemning the bombing and demanding an explanation with evidence. The White House said U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Saturday. President Biden reaffirmed the United States' strong support for Israel's right to defend itself against rocket attacks from Hamas in his call with Netanyahu, according to the White House. India's health ministry reported its lowest number of new daily COVID-19 cases in nearly 3 weeks on Saturday, but the government warns a surge is still sweeping across rural areas. Officials say the overall rate of infections fell nearly 20% this week after being down about 22% the week before, but Saturday India still saw more than 300,000 new cases and nearly 4,000 deaths. This is VOA News. 30 people were sentenced to death in the Democratic Republic of Congo on Saturday for their role in anti-police violence, marking the end of Ramadan in the capital. Officials say a policeman was killed on Thursday as rival Muslim groups fought over the rights to celebrate Eid festivities marking the end of Ramadan at a major sports stadium. The government has also confirmed that one policewoman was in critical condition and 46 others injured. A total of 38 people who had been arrested appeared at Friday's trial. It was broadcast live on public television and lasted until the early hours of Saturday. The DRC has not actually carried out the death penalty since 2003, commuting most to life in prison. Paris police used tear gas and water cannons Saturday to disperse a pro-Palestinian rally held despite a ban by authorities. It was canceled because of planned demonstrations earlier in the week over fears of a flare-up of anti-Semitic violence during the worst fighting between Israel and Hamas in years. The Interior Ministry says about 3,000 people gathered north of the French capital, while organizers claim as many as 5,000 rallied amid a massive security presence involving some 4,000 officers. Police say dozens of arrests were made. Chileans began voting Saturday in a mega election in which they will pick mayors, governors, councillors, and critically, the 155 men and women who will draft the country's next constitution. Changing the framework of Chile's government was a central demand to emerge from fierce social protests that erupted over inequality in October 2019. More than 7.5 million people voted last year to tear up the current constitution, which was drafted in 1980 during the dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. Chileans have a full weekend to cast their votes as officials hope to avoid crowds gathering with the country still in a second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. And COVID-19 infections in adults of all ages fell by 80% 5 weeks after a first dose of Pfizer, Moderna, or AstraZeneca vaccine, according to Italian research published on Saturday. The first study of its kind by a European Union country on the impact of its immunization campaign was carried out after about 14 million people were vaccinated nationwide. The analysis shows that the risk of infection, hospitalization, and death decreased progressively after the first 2 weeks following the initial vaccination. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.